Give us a minute. We'll give you the news, just not headline news. On Madtown's 93.1.
Champs. Police in Mexico discovered 45 bags of human remains in a ravine.
So yeah, it was kind of a slow day.
This year's spelling bee winner correctly spelled somophile.
I'll use it in a sentence for you. If you can spell somophile, you're a geek.
A man named Richard Ostfeld is immune to tick-borne diseases, and ticks actually die when they bite him.
He's both an incredibly interesting scientific specimen and the least useful Avenger.
The great white shark population has exploded.
As has the size of the average U.S. beachgoer, so this summer there'll be good eating.
The bird flu virus is spreading and changing rapidly. Officials still don't think it's a danger to humans.
But I'm getting out my puzzles and bread maker just in case.
A chatbot was disabled because it was giving harmful medical advice to humans.
See, Dr. Oz? You too can be replaced by AI.
Business Insider says that AI is creating a generational divide between millennials and boomers.
Didn't dubstep do that already?
Last Friday, the California Highway Patrol got into a high-speed chase with a Toyota Prius.
For a Prius, it was a really high-speed chase. They topped out at about 58 miles an hour.
A quarter of all children in the United States are Latino.
In other words, Tucker Carlson never has to worry about being employed.
Sweden will host the first ever European Sex Championship this week, and the audience can vote.
It'll be available on Paperscrew.
A judge struck down Tennessee's anti-drag bill.
Were there celebrations afterwards? Try finding glitter at any craft store in the state this morning.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse opened with $120 million.
Which puts it in the top 90 of the highest grossing Spider-Man movies.
Tom Hanks says he's been in some movies that he hates.
Even more shocking, Nick Cage says he's been in some movies that he likes.
Tara Reid says being single killed her career.
The fact she said this was smoking crack makes me think there were a couple other reasons.
Harrison Ford says he would have been a better father if he was less successful.
This just in, Scott Baio is a great father.
Not headline news.
With DJ Fusion.
Weekdays just after 5:30. On Madtown's 93.1. Jams.